Hi, and welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and His love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into His Word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along His path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Church, how are you today? It's Women's Day here, right? We're so excited. Come on, all the women. Woo! If you just want to make your way up to the front, we're going to start praise and worship. Yeah, Women's Day. Let's clap.
Chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, called forth to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me. Chosen generation, call for the show is excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, call for the show is excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know. Chosen generation, call for the show is excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who
In the room that you're sick, you don't feel well, doctors have given you bad reports. If you're sick this morning, there's been a healing anointing here all morning long, first service. If you need healing, we want you to come on this side. We're going to pray with you during the rest of the worship service. If you've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost and speak with other tongues, and you'd love to be filled, we're going to have Pastor Obi and Minister Randall come over on this side. They'll be laying hands on you. We're going to get you filled with the Holy Ghost today. God is powerful. God is faithful. We're going to sing that song again. Sing it with all you got, honey. You ready? Let's usher in the anointing of God. Let's get people healed and set free this morning.
Together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And the word of God is irrevocable. Nothing can stand in the way. Nothing can hinder that. So right now, just sing this song as a declaration. Sing it in faith and just thank him with me and worship him that even when you cannot see it, he's working all things for your good. Hallelujah.
And when I cannot see it, God.
lift it up.
I know you're working in all things.
Come on, it's not just a statement. It's an act of praise. Hallelujah. Things. Thank you, Jesus.
For washing our sins away. Thank you, Jesus. We can't even imagine where we'd be without you this morning. Thank you for changing our lives so that we can have a relationship with the Father. Jesus, thank you so much, not just for dying on the cross for our sins to be forgiven, but thank you, Jesus, that you died so that our bodies can be healed, our minds can be whole, our souls can be restored. Jesus, thank you that you desired, God, for us to be healthy and whole people, God, in every aspect of our life. Lord, today in Christ's name, Lord, we just sit back as your sons and daughters and we receive your blessing this morning. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for loving us. Today, if you didn't come up front for healing, but you have sickness in your body, I want you to place your hand on it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, where each one is releasing their own faith, I declare in Jesus' name that the spirit of infirmity must leave their body. I command you in the name of Jesus to go. Now, Father, in Jesus' name also, I just release healing, God. There is no sickness. There is no disease. There is no maiming. There is no wounding. There are no growths that are allowed in our lives as sons and daughters of God. We thank you, Jesus. You paid the price. We don't need to pay it. You already did. So, Jesus, we give you the honor and the glory this morning. You are just an amazing God. Thank you so much, King Jesus. Thank you so much, King Jesus. Lord, our hearts just exclaim simplicity. We need you. So fill us fresh with the Holy Spirit. God, each one of us this week can be a powerful representative of heaven. That God, you'll use our lives to heal the sick wherever we are. Lord, to share your gospel, the good news that sets the captives free. God, your name will be known and you will be lifted up. So Jesus, today we honor you. We thank you. Thank you for allowing us to worship you. Thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. Thank you for being here this morning. We honor you with our hearts. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Isn't God good? I said, isn't God good? Amen. You want prayer? I'll come pray with you. On your way back to your chair, make sure you welcome five or six folks that you don't know. Let them know that you love Jesus. Come on now, you still have 30 seconds. Turn around to someone behind you and say, good morning, you look just marvelous today.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. It's time to head back to your seats and get ready for this morning's announcements.
Tabernacle, you know what I've always wondered? Why do we have Next Steps? Why do we have all of these classes? The reality is, if I want to make more money, I should learn new skills. If I want to learn how to treat people better, I should learn how to interact with people. Whatever I want a knowledge of to apply to my life, I need to learn it and I need to take actionable steps. And that's what we call Next Steps. Every single Tuesday night at 7 p.m., we have step one and two right here in Horseheads. Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. in Horseheads. Thursday nights at 6 o'clock in Ithaca, and 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock right here for all of the Next Steps class. For more information, you can go to histabernacle.com. We'd love to get you signed up, connected, and growing in your relationship with Christ.
Hey, are you new here at His Tabernacle? We have a class just for you to help you get connected and learn more about our church. Every single Sunday, we have Growth Track that happens at 9:30 to 10:30 here at the Horseheads campus. Make sure you come out and discover what God can do through you.
His Tabernacle will be hosting a week of the supernatural. We will have with us evangelist Ted Shuttlesworth Jr. for 3 days of miracles, signs, and wonders. On May 19th, we'll have a morning service at 10 a.m. and an evening service at 6 p.m. Also, on May 20th and May 21st, we will have evening services at 7 p.m. You do not want to miss this week of the supernatural.
Well, good morning, family. How are we this morning? Are we awake? It's a good day. I just want to say happy Women's Day to all of the special ladies that are in the house today. We're excited that you're here. We want to welcome any guests that we may have. If you're a guest in the house today, we just want you to raise your hand. We have a gift for you. If you don't mind sticking it up high in the air, we have some people that want to come bring you a gift. We want to welcome our online family as well. We're excited that you're tuning in. We have some awesome, awesome things coming up. This church has always got something going on, so pay attention to social media, to your bulletin. But I want to share a few with you real quick. Firstly, I want to have my brother and my sister-in-law, Terry and Kayla Keegan, stand up really quick and wave at everybody. Yay! Well, I just want to say they teach our Growth Track class that's taught here every Sunday morning at 9:30. And I'm telling you, it's a four-week class. You can hop in at any moment, but they're phenomenal. They love people. If you've just started coming to church, if you've recently given your heart to Jesus, or maybe you just haven't gotten a chance to get plugged in, I want to encourage you to get into Growth Track. It's a phenomenal class. You'll learn the basics. You'll learn the heart and what we're about here and how you can play a part. Also, we have an awesome week ahead of us coming up, starting off with Friday night. We have our Uproar's Partners Night. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Uproar, it is a youth conference that we do every single year. This will be our eighth year in July, and it has grown from 300 students to over 1,000. We're at the First Arena down in Elmira. God is doing amazing, amazing things. He's touching lives of so many young people. If you have sown into that, or if you would like to, or if you just are curious about it, we want to invite everybody out this Friday night here at 7 p.m. Child care will be available. How many parents can say amen for child care? It's going to be an awesome night. It's with evangelist Ted Shuttlesworth Jr. He's going to be in the house, so I want to encourage you to be here this Friday night for that, as well as next Sunday. Everybody say, one service, 10 a.m.
That's this next coming Sunday. We're going to have Ted Shuttlesworth Jr. here with us for the Week of the Supernatural. I want to encourage you to come yourself. I want you to bring some friends, some family, some co-workers. It's going to be a powerful week with powerful services. Lives are definitely changed and transformed in those days. So I want to encourage you to bring some friends and families for that. Again, childcare. Awesome. Childcare is such a beautiful thing. I don't know about you. If you're not a parent yet, you'll understand one day. Also, we have our bike blessing coming up that we do every single year, and it's a great event. We have an awesome biker community here within the church. So if you would like to attend and you're interested in that, it's May 25th. Registration will be starting at 8:30. You can talk to Brad Garrett for more information or email hislinecrossers at histabernacle.com. Amen? Here's Pastor.
Praise God. We've got so much going on. I just want to thank God for all the ladies. A lot of times people wonder why we don't call it Mother's Day. The reason is I remember one of the very first years we did this, we had a lady. It was when we were in the Holiday Inn in Horsehead, so it was 20 years ago. And I was doing, you know, excited about Mother's Day, pushing her hard, and she just started weeping. And I didn't understand. And so I asked her after service, I said, what's wrong? And she said, I always wanted to be a mother, but I could never bear children. So to her, that was not, Mother's Day wasn't a great day. And so we moved it to Women's Day, because how many of you thank God for the women in our lives? Amen? Amen. How many of you had a mother? That's a good sign. It's a good sign. Did we mark all the aliens in the room? We all had a mother. And the great part is, if you're not a mother in the natural, you can be a mother in the spirit. There are people that need the mothering in the spirit where you can grow up in Christ. In fact, the Bible says, let the mature women grow the younger women in their walk with God. And I want to encourage you, more mature ladies, you notice I didn't use the word older, mature ladies, to make sure that you find a young lady in the church and invest in them, sow in them, become a mother in the faith, and you'll find that lives will be changed because of you. Could I have all the ladies in the house, if you could please stand. I just want to bless you, pray over you, minister to you real quickly. All the ladies in the house. Amen. Can you look at the lady next to you and say, thank you for being a lady? Yeah, you had nothing to do with it. Glory to God. Let me just release a blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all the ladies in the house. God, we thank you that you've placed them in our lives. Lord, we speak blessing over them in the name of Jesus. God, we declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We declare they'll be a blessing to the generations. And that, God, they'll raise up not only natural but also spiritual children. That, Lord, they'll invest and teach and train them how to walk and live upright before you. That, God, this house will always be a reproducing house. So, Lord, we thank you so much for the ladies of the house in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. You may be seated this morning. We're getting ready to receive the morning tithes and offerings. How many believe salvation is real in the Bible? There's not everybody. We're going to have an altar call now. How many believe that Jesus said, without salvation, you cannot go to heaven? Listen, the truth is that a lot of people have a lot of interesting concepts. Their concepts are, if I'm a nice person, I can get to heaven. If I do the right things, I can go to heaven. If I'm sincere, I can go to heaven. All religions lead to heaven. And the truth is that's not true. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. How many believe that's true? Amen. You know, that's a powerful truth, and the truth shall make you free. In the same Bible, if I say the same Bible, the Bible also says that we are called to give, to tithe. So if you believe in salvation, you have to believe in tithing. It doesn't work that I'm a sincere person. I want you to realize that God has great plans for you to be blessed. Turn to someone and say, God created me to be blessed. Come on, tell somebody else, God wants me blessed. That's the truth. He doesn't want you hand to fist. He doesn't want you just making it by. But you see, when you got saved, you had a part in that. How many of you know you had a part? We had a young lady right back there, gave her heart to Jesus during the worship service. Isn't that cool? Right during the worship service, gave her heart to Jesus. Tears running down her face. It's awesome. I just love that. But you know, we all had to make a choice. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. We have a part in salvation. We also have a part in our financial blessing. Yes, it's the promises of God, and they are yea and amen. But we have the part of tithing. Can I hear an amen? Tithing acts, it's that step of faith to have God activated in your life. Somebody said to me once, I don't have enough money to tithe. I'm telling you now, you don't have enough money not to tithe. When you learn to be a tither, man, God will open the windows of heaven, pour forth a blessing you cannot contain. This is the only place in the scripture that says God says this. Try me in this thing and I'll prove it to you. Allow God to prove himself to you. Because whether you like it or not, money plays a lot in our lives. Amen? Plays a lot in our lives. Money's not the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And you and I are surrounded with finances all the time. How many of you are going to have lunch today? I want you to go into the supermarket. I want you to go fill your cart. I want you to go to the checkout. And I want you to look at them and say, just charge it to Jesus. I'll visit you in jail. Actually, Pastor Dan will. Thank you. So we have a part in our financial blessing. So I want to encourage you, if you've never tithed before, today's your day. Can I hear an amen? It might be a step of faith for you, but step out in faith and you'll see God blessing you. Amen? That's what the word says. Also, I prepared you last week about we're going to be receiving a special seed offering for our Mansfield campus. You know, many of you don't know, but June 2nd, we're launching our next campus. Now, I just want to give you a quick testimony. Many of you sowed into the Ithaca campus. We started the Ithaca campus. We launched it 8 months ago. There were 12 people in the Ithaca campus. Last Sunday, 164 people were at the Ithaca campus. 174 were there on Easter. It's increasing week after week after week. And I want you to know, if you're sowing into that, that means you get part of that harvest. Amen? If you sow, you shall reap. And also, with our Mansfield campus, June 2nd, Pastor Dan, Sister Jody, where are you? There you go. Come on up, honey. Real quick, 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 quick. Thank you. These will be the pastors in our Mansfield campus, Pastor Dan and Jody. So June 2nd, we'll be down at that, what's the name of the road? Lambs Creek Road in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, launching our very first Sunday. And I said to Pastor Dan, how many of you love Pastor Dan? Amen. I said to Pastor Dan, as he's been a staff member for all these years, usually he just puts in a requisition and, you know, we fill it. I said, but this Mansfield campus, you're going to have to exercise your faith. And he gave us the bill. He's going to need to exercise his faith. And with that, I just want to encourage you. You're sowing into their lives. You're sowing into his tabernacle. And I challenge you to sow and whatever God laid on your heart last week. And when you do that, I know that everything will be taken care of. Because if we all obey, then it's simple. It all fills in. Amen? So can you give Pastor Dan and Sister Jody a hand clap as they're launching that new campus in Mansfield, Pennsylvania? Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. If you're a guest in the house, we usually bring our offerings to the Lord. What we're also doing that's really cool is all the ladies in the house, we have a special gift just for you. So we'd like all the ladies to come out of your chair. We're going to have somebody give you a gift. It will be a beautiful mug and seeds, and you're going to be blessed and encouraged and strengthened. So let's make our supernatural declaration. Shout it out loud. If I obey, I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. You know, not too long ago, somebody said to me, that verse has nothing to do with money. Really? Let me see your storehouse empty and see how far you get. Shout it out loud. I'm blessed in my storehouse. The blessings are going to chase me down. They're going to trip me up because I'm a child of God. I said, I'm a child of God. Then shout, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering, your seed. And also make sure, ladies, you come and grab your mug. If you're watching by live stream, this is your moment. Listen now, you're receiving. It's time to give. So I challenge you right now to start giving. Get right over there, hit the give button. You can give right online. You can give by text to give. It's right there for you. Also, if you want to sow to the Mansfield campus, all you simply have to do is make sure you write Mansfield, or actually there's a spot for Mansfield just for you online. So make sure you do that so we can launch that campus with excellence. We love you, and keep watching.
We are a chosen generation, called for to show its excellence. All I require for life God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, called for to show.
Aren't they beautiful mugs? Well, we are in an exciting, sad moment of the what do we call this? Church service. There we go. How many of you know the Rhodes? Aren't they amazing folks? Well, they're moving. All right, you can't move. They just said no. And I'm very greedy, so we don't want you to leave. But they have a mission in front of them down in Washington, D.C., and it's very much part of their hearts, and we want to bless them as they're leaving. Amen? They've been a tremendous family, and they know this is always home anyways. They can always come in and pop in, and we want you to know we love you very, very, very much. You've both been a very integral part of the ministry of His Tabernacle, and we want you to know how much we love you and appreciate you. We genuinely mean that. You both have done so much for the Lord here. Father, I just speak right now in Jesus' name over this family. God, as they step into the next level of their ministry, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to surround them and protect them, that, God, you're going to give them wisdom. Lord, I'm not talking wisdom that's just normal. God, I thank you as they're around even the unbelievers, Lord, in that house, that, God, you're going to give them such amazing wisdom that, Father, will break through situations, that many salvations will come. Lord, many restorations will come in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord, I thank you that as you use their lives, that, Lord Jesus, you'll just get glory from them. And Lord, I thank you also that they will always know this is home. They're always welcome to come in the door. They're always welcome home to visit. Lord, we just want to say how much we love them and call them family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
We love you both. You better come home soon or I'll kick your dog. Praise the Lord. One more thing before Pastor Rhonda preaches, and that is, we just want to give honor where honor is due. Amen. This is Mother's Day, and we have a phenomenal spiritual mother in this house. If you don't know Pastor Rhonda, let me tell you something. She is just a powerful woman of God. I mean, the Lord has used her to release some amazing books, but beyond the books, honey, if you could come up here. Beyond the books, many people don't realize, but this church wouldn't be here without her. Now, I heard an amen from the back because her friend's back there and knows that. Her life's goals have always been to raise her children at home. And when we were launching this church, and this is yours, love, because it's heavy and I don't want to hold it anymore. When we went to launch this church in 1998, I had to come off the road as an evangelist, which was very, very much a blessing financially. And what ended up happening was, the only way to launch this church was to have her give up her life's dream, which was to raise her children. And she went to work full-time to be able to, so that I could grow this church with God. And I don't know, I think we should just give her honor and thank God for her life. Thank God for what he's used her in. Honestly, you probably wouldn't be here today if she hadn't have done that. That's not even a joke. This building would not be up. We wouldn't be congregating here this morning. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have all the announcements. We wouldn't do anything if God hadn't used her to give up all that she desired. And she sacrificed it all so that many, many, I'm going to say well into the thousands of people have been born again. Just every week, just by watching by television, are 15,000 to 16,000 people watching by television every single week. Just powerful. And so I just want to say thank you, Ron, to Jean. This is not your microphone. You're going to have to get your own. You got to turn it on, too.
It is very true. They told me this is the one I'm supposed to use. So
we just launched you. We want you to know we love you, Rhonda, and thank you for being an amazing woman.
I love you. Thank you. What's really awesome is that I get to be surrounded by all the incredible women of His Tabernacle Family Church. I celebrate you. You are absolutely beautiful, incredible, strong women, and it is a joy to serve in the house with all of you. I am so excited for the message this morning. It is not just for women, by the way. This message will apply to every single one. I like to make sure that we're preaching something that will speak to everyone. The only part that is for women is I'm using seeds as an example, and I put some in the cups for you to take home and plant some pretty flowers. So that makes it Women's Day message. So the word of God, John 10:10, says Jesus came that we could have life and life more abundantly. And that is for every single one. God is no respecter of persons at all. He has that for every single one. And let's read Psalms 44:5. This is the message, the scripture that goes with the book I wrote, Victory Every Day. And I designed the mugs for you so that you can remember Victory Every Day is yours. Here's the passage. It says, through your glorious name and your awesome power, we can push through to any victory and defeat every enemy. That is, every single one of us has been called to walk in victory. Now, I have these seeds, and within a seed, everything this seed needs to bring forth a harvest is already available to this seed. Everything that you need for victory is available to you. Every single one. No one is omitted from that. Let's read that scripture. It's in 2 Peter 1:3. It says, everything that you need for life and godliness has been made available for you. Everything, everything you need. It's inside of you. Every single one. Victory, joy, peace. It's already been purchased. It's for every single one of us. But it isn't what's been passed down. And that gets me so happy. Like, I don't have to only have a harvest from what was passed down to me or somebody else gave me or my circumstance or my situation or my surroundings. Everything that I need, God has placed available to me despite everything else around me. So you don't need those past circumstances to make your harvest. You don't need the perfect scenario. You didn't need the right checkbook or the account or job or title. Everything, every single one of you need for your purpose and your destiny, God has made available for you. We all get to walk in our, not just the special ones, every single one get to walk in their destiny. It's not our circumstances, but the harvest is our determination. You see, some people won't even plant the seed. Do nothing with it at all. Everything is available. Everything is available, but not even planting at all. The determination is us. You see, it's the ground that the seed is put in that will determine the harvest that comes to it. Hebrews 4:2. This passage is so powerful. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them. You see, we can all come to the same place. We can all have everything that we need inside of us and available to us. We can sit in the exact same place. They all came to the same place, but the word they heard did not profit them because it had not been combined with faith to those that heard it. See, that's the difference. We can all have it available to us and some not utilize it at all because it must be combined with faith. It requires action on our part. It requires us to plant the seed, to do something with the seed in order to get the harvest that's promised. John 10:10, it's what God desires every single one of our lives to be walking in purpose and destiny. But what makes the difference is the ground the seed is planted in. And so my question today is, first we need to know everything is available. So I've given you scripture. You know everything for your personal purpose, destiny, victory, joy, and peace is available to you. The second is we need to ask ourselves, what kind of ground am I? What kind of ground am I? It determines the harvest. And that's found in Luke chapter 8, the whole story about the parable of the sower and the seed and the different grounds that the seed was planted on. Some was thrown to the wayside, not even planted, and nothing came from it. Some was thrown on thorny ground where the cares of the world come in and choke it out and kill it. And then some on stony ground. Those rocks of offense. What ground are we? It determines what our harvest will be. And you know what the crazy thing about the ground is? You know, my parents had a garden when we were younger and they had four children, which was awesome because then they had people to work their garden for them. Thank you, parents. So we would go out and we would weed that garden. We would pick stones from that garden. The crazy thing is, a couple days later, you go out and there's more stones and weeds in the garden all over again. And that's true with our lives. We are required to maintain the ground, not just be, oh, I'm good ground. I hear a message and I'm determined. I'm going to get rid of all offense. I'm going to get rid of the cares of the world. I'm going to plant this seed on this good ground. I'll get all those weeds out. A few days later, you're going to have to maintain that ground again. You're going to have to maintain that where offense has come in and stones have come in. We're required to maintain the ground. We have to water that ground. There's scriptures about maintaining the ground. Jeremiah 4:3. Now this is the word of God. This is him telling us what to do, how to have success, how to have victory. Jeremiah 4:3 says, break up your unplowed fallow ground and do not sow among thorns. And then again in Hosea 10:12 says, break up your unplowed fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. So we are required to maintain the ground. We can't just plant it and leave it and not think about it or do anything. We have to pay attention to the thorns that come up, the stones that come up. And that's how, you know, sometimes you see people, they're taking off and they're doing so good in God. And then those stones come up and those thorns come up. And you'll see somebody that's 20 years saved and they haven't maintained the ground, and those thorns come up and choke it out. You know, I was talking to Rich Blaha, our farmer, this morning, and I was curious about the ground because, you know, sometimes when you go along through life and you get in for a while, like you've been saved 30 years or 40 years or 20 years, you think, man, I'm gonna need some new ground. I'm going to need some new soil. There's got to be something. And you know what he told me? I thought I was going to get that answer like, yeah, you got to clear it all out, bring in new sod and all. Nope. He said, you can continue to plant in that very same ground over and over and over and over. And 50 years, you're still planting and reaping harvest in that same ground. And, you know, the awesome part is he did say every year they do put nutrients in. They put in a little bit, not a whole lot. Some fertilizer and all that kind of stuff. But that same, I was so shocked to hear that. I thought, you know, maybe once that we've been in the gospel for a long time, we need to just like dig up all that and like put in a fresh new. No, the same ground will always produce the harvest. Everything that you need is available to you, and it will produce a harvest even 50 years from now. Rich will be out there planting in that farm that's been there for years, and he'll still be getting a harvest. And we still get to have a harvest in the same ground that we've been tilling all these years. So no matter if you're newly saved or 50 years in, but we've got to trust that God is going to do it. His word says it. It says that we can walk in victory. It says that we can produce. It says that seed time and harvest won't pass away. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So we need to trust that it's for us. We can't go out and dig the seed up because we don't understand. Like, I thought for sure there would be something green growing up out of the ground. It's been 2 days. Nope, nothing growing out of it yet. Pack it back down. Or, you know, I don't understand how it works, so I don't see anything green now. I'm just going to take this out and throw it in the dumpster. You know, there's some people that have really good green thumbs that can bring stuff back even that looks completely dead. They're good at that. I'm not one of them. But don't be going out and digging that up because you don't understand it. You see, we like to tell God, this has to happen. Or it has to happen like this. Or I need to see this for that. And that's not the way it works. We just trust that his word is true and what it says is for us and that we can walk in that victory. So let me read Mark 4:26 through 28. This is the word of God. It says, the kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed upon the ground and then continues sleeping and rising night and day while the seed sprouts and grows and increases. He knows not how. The earth produces, acting by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. So you don't have to know how it's working. You just need to know, even when I can't see it, it's working. Even when I can't feel it, it's working. He'll work all things for our good, even when we can't see it. He has promised us victory every single day and every single circumstance. If you have breath in your lungs, you have purpose and you have destiny. Every single one of us. It has to produce. Isaiah 55:11. The word of God is so powerful. It says in this passage that this word, when it is sent out, it has to produce. It will not return void. It has no other choice but to produce. Isaiah 55:11. So we don't have to know how it's working. We get to go to bed at night, rest our head on the pillow with no anxiety, with no fear, just knowing that it's working, that it has to produce. It has no other choice. When the word goes forth, it has no other choice but to bring the victory, to bring the joy, to bring the peace. So we need to stop being anxious and letting those thorns come up. When we feel that anxiety, know that there's some thorns and weeds growing. You got to go out there and you got to pick those out, rip them out. When that offense comes and starts and you feel that friction and you feel that strife, you got to get out there and you got to throw those rocks out of your garden, because they're coming back in a few days. And if you don't keep up on it, sometimes that could be super overwhelming. And you might need to bring in the heavy equipment to hoe those things out and drag them out. But the word has to produce what it is sent to do. Everything that you need, you personally, not Julie on the front row, she's up here doing it, I don't need to worry about it, not Shirley, you, everything that you personally need for your purpose and your destiny to be fulfilled, to walk in victory, to walk in everything that God has for you is available to you. But it is dependent on what the ground is that you are living in and what you are planting that seed in. And we have got to maintain that ground. Now, you might be looking at me this morning saying, oh, Pastor Rhonda, you're so silly. Why does that even matter to me? I'm fine. Just leave me alone. I'm good. Everything's mediocre and like I'm plowing my way through. You know, it's okay. I'm good. Why does it really matter? Why are you even preaching this at me? Well, let's answer the question why. And it's so important and imperative. Matthew 25 talks about the parable of the talents. Why? Is because we're going to be held accountable. The parable of the talents, Jesus shared this, red letter, was that the kingdom of God is like a man who went away and left talents to his servants. And then he came back and they were judged on how they handled those talents. Every single one of you in here that has breath in your lungs has been given talent from the King of Kings, and he has gone away, but he is coming back someday. He's coming back and he's going to judge the talents that we've been given. So why it matters so much? Because you're going to stand alone before a holy God. You can't blame it on your circumstance. You can't blame it on your situation. You can't blame it on Sister Susie. You can't blame it on your husband. You're going to stand before a holy God who has gone away and has entrusted every single one of you with talents. And he's going to come back, and there's only two answers that the word of God says. There's two responses that are going to happen. One is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But the other is, depart from me, for I never knew you. Because they buried that talent and did nothing with it. Out of fear of maybe disappointing him, or fear of failure, or whatever it is, fear of not being good enough. Those are not reasons. His word tells us he is no respecter of persons. It tells us that every single one was given gifts and talents. Every single one. And every single one had to stand before a holy God. And we will not pastor this church and have you stand before a holy God not knowing that he's coming back to judge the gifts and talents that he's given you. We want to warn you and tell you, well, today is still today, and you can work that ground. And you can plant your gifts and talents. And listen, that doesn't mean you're just up and selling everything and becoming a missionary for the kingdom of God. No, some of the most powerful ministry that you can do and be is right in your environment. Just choosing to be salt and light, choosing to show joy, choosing to share Jesus, sharing your testimony. testimony. That's some of the most powerful use of your gifts and talents that God has given us. So don't disqualify yourself because you're not on the front lines, because you haven't sold it all to just go for the call. Man, you never know the circle of influence that God has given you. What's going to happen to that one person that you share Jesus with? That maybe they will go. Maybe they'll be the next Billy Graham from little old you, who you don't think is very significant, that you don't think much of all, that God can't use. He has given you everything along with those talents that you need for life and godliness, and you are going to stand before him when he returns, and he will either say, well done, or he will say, depart from me. And I don't want anyone in our congregation to have to stand before him and have him say, depart from me. Use the gifts and talents. Take the seed, everything that you need for life, and plant it in the ground and maintain that ground, even if it's a small plot. Listen, he gave different talents to different people, different amounts. Even if you have one little tiny portion, just do that portion. Just produce in that portion. Don't disqualify because you didn't get 10 talents. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant, to the one he gave 5 to. The same as that he gave 10 to. Listen, whatever it is that God has given you, walk in that. Walk in that purpose. Whatever sphere he's put you in, that's your mission field. Whatever family he's put you in, you can be salt and light even in your own family. That's some of the toughest mission field that's out there. I mean, they think going to Africa and those places is a hard mission field. Yeah, you know, I'm speaking your language right now. Even our family, listen, those of you that are just being faithful to God and showing your family, you're doing some of the greatest work for the kingdom of God. So don't just discount and throw your seeds away because, oh, I'm not up front preaching. Listen, you preach from your life. You preach from your life. Every single one of you have purpose. It's no mistake that you were birthed in this season and this time, that you're in this arena and that you have the people surrounding you that you are surrounded with. It is not an accident. It is your purpose. It is your destiny. And we have a responsibility. Why? It does matter. It matters a lot. If you're just leaving those rocks of offense in, it matters a lot. It's a big deal. It's the difference between well done and depart from me. It's so serious that we take the seeds that God has planted and he's given you every, he paid the price on the cross for your victory, for your peace. The chastisement for your peace was paid on the cross of Jesus Christ. These are the things we're supposed to be walking in. It's the harvest we're supposed to be walking in. Abundant life is the harvest we're supposed to be walking in. And God has given you everything. I know you feel insignificant. You know what the coolest part is? God loves to use those most insignificant people. I love the story of Gideon, where he's hiding in a well from his enemy. And he's of the least. He's not of the right family. And the angel of the Lord comes down and says, mighty man of valor, do not discount yourself because you feel like you're the least or you're the poorest or you're hiding from your enemies. Do not discount yourself. God gets so much glory when the least of these rise up into their destiny. There is nothing impossible for you. Nothing impossible for any one of us. Listen, I don't come from the right family. I'm from the wrong side of the track. They actually told him not to marry me because I would destroy him. Listen, I had everything stacked against me. And just because of, I'm not anybody special, please. I am literally nothing without Jesus. But God has taken this nothing. And I get to travel the world sharing Jesus and his goodness. How awesome. He'll take the nothing. you feel, and he will use your life if we will just be obedient and plant it and maintain that ground. It is so, that's the work, is the maintaining the ground. Maintaining when you get weary and you think that ground's not going to produce anymore. It's going to produce every time. You plant seed and you will have a harvest. It has to. It has no other choice but to perform for your life. God loves to use the insignificant. Oh, he gets so much glory in that. I'm looking at world changers. Those of you that think, oh man, I'm just absolutely nothing, good. That's perfect, because God loves nothing. He will make something out of, with God inside of us, there is absolutely nothing I can't do. There's absolutely nothing you can't do if we just maintain. Break up the fallow ground. I know you've been at it for a while. I know your mind will lie to you and tell you this ground isn't going to produce anymore. You've worked it too much. No, break up the fallow ground. We're going to have to take time to maintain our ground so that we can have the harvest that will produce a well done, thou good and faithful service. And when it doesn't look like how you thought it should look, when it doesn't look like the way you think it should be happening, you just go to sleep at night, rest your head on the pillow, knowing that God is working all things for your good. You don't have to fret. You don't have to be anxious. You wouldn't be anxious about a seed that you planted. I mean, maybe if you're a kid and you're really super excited and you don't have any kind of patience, you might not want to wait for it to grow. But listen, you know, if you plant this seed in the ground, that a sunflower, these are sunflower seeds, that a sunflower is going to grow. It's the same thing with your life. It is going to grow and it is going to produce. Stop throwing it away. Stop discounting yourself. Just break up that fallow ground and watch God bring a harvest to your life. But I thought I'd be doing this by now. Or I thought this is what I'd look like. Or I thought... Don't catch yourself, trap yourself in that cookie cutter. That is not how God works. God will work through anything. He will work through anything that is thrown at your life. He will work it out for your good, no matter what gets thrown in there, what weeds, what rocks get thrown in there. The enemy can bring that in. Don't you even worry. God can work through all of that stuff. He will work it out for your good every single time. So don't give up. Don't quit everything that you need for victory. And you know what? I think the greatest victory of all is peace. Oh, man. Peace. Joy. That's what victory looks like to me. Peace and joy. And you know what? When we walk in that kind of victory, people can't help but take notice. Who is the God of Marianne? Who is the God of Shannon? People will take notice of peace, joy, the fruit of the Spirit, the characteristics of God. They will take notice and they will be, that is your purpose. That is your destiny. It is so awesome. You don't have to be traveling the world. You don't have to be in the mission field. You're in the trenches. Oh my goodness, in your own surroundings. Maybe I'm the only one. You guys, yeah, okay, I thought so. In our own surroundings, we're in the trenches every single day, and God has chosen you. He has purposed you. He's given you breath. He's given you destiny. He's given you everything that you need. That ground, that very real thing that's in front of you, is going to produce victory. It has no other choice. When you break up the fallow ground, weed out those thorns, pick out those stones of offense, and keep it clear, God is going to bring victory to that very real. That it might not look the way you think it's going to look. Right, Bridget? Might not look the way you think it's going to look. But we're now talking about bringing a baby home that wasn't even supposed to live. So you know what? It might not look the way you thought it was supposed to look, but God is still working and God is still moving. Don't give up on that ground. Don't give up on that dream. Don't give up on that purpose and that destiny. Keep, just put your head down on the pillow at night and know that God is working all things for your good, so that every single one of us, every single one of you today, have the invitation to stand before him and have him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Every single one of us. Nobody gets rejected from that unless we choose to not plant the seed, let the cares of the world choke it out, let a fence cover the ground so we can't grow. It's up to us. It's in our responsibility. And I know today I've stepped on some toes, but that's okay, because I'd rather step on your toes right now and fill you with hope, purpose, and destiny than have you wait until you're standing on the other side before a holy God and have him say, "Depart from me." So today I pray that purpose and hope have been planted in your spirit, and that you will know that you know that you know God is working. God is working. God is working. God's working in your family. He's working in your circumstances. He's working in your health. He's working in your situations. He's working in your heart. He's working in your job. He's working in your faith. He's working. He's working. He's working. We can just trust that he is working. Amen. If I could just have you all bow your heads and close your eyes this morning. I want to invite you into the kingdom of God. I want to invite you to meet the best friend you will ever have. Jesus promises to never leave you or forsake you. He'll never quit on you. If you're in this place and you've not asked Jesus into your heart before, and today you want to ask him into your heart, I just want you to raise your hand up real quickly. We're not going to wait long, but if that's you, if you want to ask Jesus into your heart, he's going to come in and make all things brand new. He's going to make all things new. He has hope and he has purpose and he has destiny for you. So if you're in this place and you want to accept Jesus into your heart this morning, just raise your hand up real quickly. Going to count down. If he's tugging on your heart, raise your hand. Thank you. Thank you so much. 5. Get your hand up. 4. 3. Thank you. 2. And 1. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet with me all over this place. I'm going to ask the rest of you. I'm going to put you on the spot, because I'd rather put you on the spot right now then have you wait until you're entered into eternity. I want you to make a decision before Jesus today and before people around you, because, you know, sometimes you hear a great message, and if you don't actually come to a decision, you'll walk out of this place and do absolutely nothing with it. But if you are here today and you want to say, "God, I'm going to plant the seed. I'm going to do what you've called me to do. I'm going to maintain that ground, and I'm going to walk in my purpose and destiny." If you're in this place and you want to commit before God that you're going to do everything that you can to break up that fallow ground, and that you're going to walk in your harvest and your destiny, it's going to take action. It's going to take continued action. And a few days later, it's going to take more action. But if you want to commit to God, so that you can stand before him someday and he'll say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand right up in this place and make a commitment before man and God. "I will plant the seed. I will answer the call on my life. Thank you, Jesus." Hallelujah. Let me pray over you. Father God, right now, every single person that has their hand raised, I just thank you for purpose. I thank you for great purpose. I thank you for purpose that is beyond anything they can ask, think or even imagine being released into their lives right now. Father, I just thank you that you have put everything that they need available to them. Divine connections right now. Increase, Lord. Father, I just thank you that you are empowering them. You are strengthening them. That you are working things out on their behalf. We thank you for it, Jesus. Now may we be able to stand before you someday. Lord, it is our heart's desire, our active desire, that you would look at us and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, listen, every day I get to be alive. Every day I get to be, see, my life is completely changed since he healed me from cancer because now I get to be alive every single day. I shouldn't even be alive, but I get to be alive. So every day of my life, I just want to please Father God. I just want to do whatever it is that he has for me. If it's just sharing with a grocery clerk or praying with a friend or encouraging somebody, I just want to please God. If we could get that kind of passion in our spirit, there won't be any one of us that stands before God without him saying, well done. So you get to bless God. You get to share Jesus. You get to be a light. You get to be salt. Now let's go into the world and be salt and light to everyone we encounter. Amen. God bless you. The prayer team is up here on the front. If you raised your hand for salvation, if you'll just come forward, Mindy's right here in the red shirt. She would love to pray for you. Don't leave if you raise your hand for salvation. Please come forward. We want to make sure you are successful in your walk with Jesus. If you have prayer need for anything, come forward with these faith-filled men and women, and they will agree with you in prayer. God bless you. Have an awesome harvest, fruitful week in Jesus, and happy Women's Day.